The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Shortly after high school, Annie Laubert experienced a life filled with beatings, death threats, and drug abuse because she was enslaved in prostitution.
Sorry. I was that girl for so many years, you guys. So many years I thought there is no way that I could ever be anyone, do anything good.
Founder of Hookers for Jesus, next.
Life today. I'm Betty and this is James.
Well, I'm smiling because our guest was here about 5 years ago. She had come to Christ out of a pretty rough life. By the way, I want to mention something. Would you write this down? Stream, like a river, a stream, stream.org, stream.org. Go there every day. Get everybody you know going there because we're going to seek to lead you and everybody in this country out of the ditch of despair and defeat and debt and bondage, and go into light and glory and see an incredible thing happen in this land that should be the land of the free because it is the home of the brave. Stream.org. Okay, go there. Several years ago, this incredible girl came in here who had been transformed by the power of God. We just loved her. Annie Laubert. And she brought Betty a T-shirt, and it said, Hookers for Jesus. Now, can you just imagine her wearing that right down to Gateway Church? Hookers for Jesus. What'd you do with that T-shirt? I think you wore it at the house for me.
I did.
You know? And I said, you need to wear it on television. What'd you do with the shirt? You know where it is?
It's
is it
still in, there.
It's in one of the drawers in a hidden place. Listen, this girl is a special, special gift from God. Here's her book. It's called Fallen, Out of the Sex Industry and Into the Arms of the Savior. But when she talks about fallen and defeated and being trapped and being an instrument to perhaps hurt others and yet trying to make her way, she really did find a new life in Christ. And as a result of that, she wanted to reach out to everyone who had ever been trapped or been hooking for the wrong way. And I think saying, we're going to hook fish for Jesus. We're going to love people. And she ministers in Las Vegas. Her website is hookersforjesus.net, like a net. Would you welcome Annie Laubert to Life Today? Annie, I'm glad to see you.
Thank you.
And you are based in Las Vegas.
Yes, in Las Vegas. I'm from Minnesota originally.
But you say that what you're doing and what you share even online and here, you could actually help people reach out to people trapped in the sex trade, industry, trafficked, whatever, and you could actually show them how to be a real source of help and healing and life. Is that correct?
That's right. I'm really for survivor-led agencies and nonprofits or whoever wants to reach out to these ladies that have been where we've all been together. Because it's like a sisterhood. And I think that when we bind together and we come together in unity with the church and others that have been broken like us, and we come out of the shadows and we let our skeletons fall out of the closet and say, yeah, that skeleton, I did this skeleton. And we use it and we let Ezekiel's bones live. We can actually save people and shine God's light on their heart and let them know that they're not alone and that they don't need to hide anymore. And that's what actually God truly called me to do, is to just try to reach out and help the ladies that felt like they were so alone. When I first started doing this in 2005, there was no word that I had ever heard called sex trafficking. I didn't know that I was sex trafficked. I thought it was a choice that I got into the sex industry, because I did, got into it out of my own free choice because I wanted to go to college. But I met a boyfriend at a club that I was dancing at, and he's the one that lured me into the pimp game. And not realizing a pimp is a sex trafficker, you know, he told me he loved me, he said he was my boyfriend, and we were going to get married. And then my big idea was to move from Minnesota and go to Las Vegas, and the first night that I worked in Las Vegas, I had the beat down on my life, basically, and was beat to a pulp, knocked out. He choked me to death, literally, and I woke up in a dark room without any identification, And I couldn't believe that something like this happened to me, because it was my choice to get into it. So this is what I want to portray and to spread the message about this. In America, we have this on every corner, in every city. I don't care if it's a small little town. If you have Craigslist, if you have a cell phone, smartphone, sex trafficking's going on.
All right, what are we to do? Because obviously the attraction is there, the market is there, the product is being offered or either being peddled. So what do you do? How do you, what happened to you? What turned you around?
You know, what turned me around was I'm a girl of faith. I mean, I went to a Sunday school when I was a little girl. So I never forgot the teachings I learned about Jesus being our friend, being the Son of God. But I didn't really understand the correlation that God was no longer angry at me. And the message that I know that God wanted me to spread among the ladies is that you can come to church, you are loved, you are God's daughter, you're royalty, you're an inheritor of everything that he has, and there's no reason you should be doing this, honestly. There's so much more things that are better for your life than what you're doing right now. And do you realize that you're actually a slave to what you're doing? See, a lot of my friends, they didn't know that they were in slavery. Now they know. And I think what our society needs to do is, like we are doing, and I think it's a great movement that's going on, by the way, the past 5 years, is shine a light on what's going on with these girls and the boys in our society, in the United States, that yes, we understand it happens overseas, but it's happening here too, because of course, most of our buyers from overseas are Americans. Mm-hmm. Not to put down our American citizens, but our problem, I believe, is based on our family structure. And the children are missing either the mother or the father. Like, for instance, my father and I didn't get along. Harsh discipline, I was abused, couldn't feel the love. And if our family structure could somehow get some healing, we wouldn't have men calling escorts, getting addicted to pornography. Women are doing it too now. We wouldn't have sex traffickers and pimps out there from broken homes trying to take advantage of little girls and little boys and selling them. And then we wouldn't have girls like me that had a bad family life reach out to someone that we think loves us that really doesn't. They're just trying to exploit us. So it starts with our families, you know, and obviously the other thing is God is not on the throne when this is happening. He's not.
Do you think most of the girls that get into this think there's no way out, so they just stay there until they're just worn out?
They do. Sorry. I was that girl for so many years, you guys. So many years I thought there is no way that I could ever be anyone, do anything good. Because the sexual sin that comes along with trafficking, it's so deep and so shameful that you don't want anyone to know what you used to do. And I like to talk about it like this, because I like to let people know that we are given a scarlet letter, not just from the church, but from society as a whole. Once a whore, always a whore. And we all know that that is a lie from the enemy. And if I would have known what I know now, I would have gotten out of it so much quicker. And in fact, if there was awareness, if there was even sex trafficking education going on when I was a teenager in the 80s, I might not have ever chosen it as a profession. So I think that the more people know about this, and the more people that are aware, and the more people that are trying to help, like all the great orgs that are popping up now, that I think that the problem has a great light shined on it, and now we have to deal with the other issues. And I think that that will shine the other lights on the other issues that are causing it. So it's going to be a domino effect. And I'm actually very happy right now with what's going on.
We got to get people to God the Father. And you get to God the Father through Jesus. Now, this is what you're trying to show the girls, right?
Yes.
And it's what you're trying to train people to do. And that's what they go to your website. Tell us the website again.
Hookersforjesus.net.
Yeah, and don't let that throw you, because you're going to start fishing and hooking people for Christ. So just go there. But this book will help you, and we'll gladly send it to you. But she can help train you. Now, tell me what effect you're having. Someone has given you, I think, a possibility of getting a house in Vegas where you could take care of a lot of girls and do a lot of things. You're doing the best you can with whatever you can do now. But if people want to go on your website and say, how can we help you? Be sure you're able to fund that. They'd go to the website, you'd be able to tell them. And I pray you'll do that, because some of you be specifically led. And then you'll be able to do what she's doing in other areas. How do the girls respond now when you reach out to them? And where do you go to reach out to the girls that are either being trafficked or they're, you know, selling themselves?
Well, we have a house that's called Destiny House, and we've reopened. We have a new property.
Right.
So there's five girls there right now, but it can hold up to 25 to 30. And where we get the girls is they come to us. I get texts. I get emailed on
They've
the website.
They've heard about you on the
right.
city website.
So right? I think there's a lot of publicity, which is awesome. But where it first started was tangibly, I went out on the strip, the Las Vegas strip, where everyone parties it up and throws the crap dice and play 21 roulette, whatever. And they go to the high class hotels, and there's girls being trafficked in these hotels, you know, hundreds per hotel. I had the security guard that's Christian come up to me at a very nice hotel. I can't say the name of it, but he said, Annie. He goes, I've already kicked out 100 girls tonight. He goes, where were you when I needed you? I'm like, look, here's a stack of my cards. Just, you know, when you find a girl, just call me.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And there's...
And do they call you? Do they come to
see
you?
They do. A lot of girls, it takes them a while to call because they're entrapped in this relationship where they really, truly believe this man is not a sex trafficker. See, when we fall in love, the dopamine level in our brain goes way up. And it's true what they say about love being blind. We are blinded to the abuse. We're blinded to the coercion, fraud, you know, the pushing, the threats, the beatings that happen because we love that person. It's domestic violence with a very sick twist, trafficking. So some of these girls, until they hear another girl like them, like me, mm-hmm. or another girl with a similar story, the light bulb goes off. And they read the story and they're like, wait a second. He's a trafficker. He's taking advantage of me. And the girls call, and we have a Bible study that we do called Ladies of Destiny.
These guys can probably be dangerous, right?
Very much dangerous, not probably. There's not every pimp is what they call a gorilla pimp, but we've got Romeo pimps, we've got simp pimps, gorilla pimps. The gorilla pimps are the most violent, and they use guns, they use beatings. There's different situations that I wrote about in the book that have happened to my friends that are absolutely atrociously disgusting what they've done to my friends. And any minute that you're with a pimp, every minute, you can fear for your life, you're full of anxiety because you fear that that thing that he did to that girl that was called your wife-in-law. Have anyone ever seen the show Sister Wives? Well, it's Sister Wives with a twist. You have a pimp for your husband. That's what it is. And you get beat down. So every minute that you're in the relationship with this man and with the other girls, you're afraid she's going to snitch on you and get you in trouble because she's jealous. Or you're afraid that you're not going to do something to please your pimp, so you're on the edge of being beat. And a lot of the times the pimps threaten us and they tell us that the next time I'm going to kill you. And the last time I was with him, one of the last times anyway, he had a body bag and a shovel, gloves, everything. And, you know, he played the role very well. And I completely believe that I was going to be 6 foot under in the Mojave Desert. So,
well, all I can say is that I know you're on a mission. You know we try to do Rescue Life, which we're doing right now. How do you feel about what we're trying to do all over the world?
I think it's absolutely inspiring and wonderful. And I'm begging you to never stop. Because these girls and these boys need all of us. All of our hands are part of Jesus' body. Not everyone can do everything that we're doing, but hey, if I can be a finger, you can be a toe. If you can be the hair, I'll be the nose, okay? If you can be the eyes, I'll be the mouth. I'll be a big mouth, by the way, because I have a big mouth. And if we can just all work together and remember that we're all connected, that's the only way we're gonna end this problem. You know, and if we fight about this, if we compete for money, if we have disagreements about how to reach these women, look, there's a way to reach these women that might not work for everyone, and maybe for another type of population, they might be able to reach the ladies in a different way. We just need to all work together as we do this.
What do you feel when you listen to Annie talk, Betty?
Well, I think it's wonderful what God's got you doing, because I feel like a lot of these women get into this because they are looking for love. They're looking for that father image in a lot of ways, or someone to care about them and to make them feel secure. And yet it gives them a financial income too. They're desperate a lot of times, and maybe they're hooked on something else and they need to feed that, you know, addiction, whatever it might be, and they can get into it not really knowing what they're getting into. So I'm so thankful that you're one of the many that are out there doing something about it and loving on them, because you're right, you have to start with love.
Yes.
They've got to see the realness of what God's done in your life. It has to be genuine, because they can tell a fake, can't they, pretty quick.
Listen, okay, that is... Okay, people always say, well, what do I need to do to reach the women? Do I need to have a psychology degree? I have a lot of psychologists come to us. Bless everyone's heart for that. Getting an education is awesome. But listen, if you're going to learn about the brain and about how we have social skills and how we relate to each other, please learn about love. What you said touches a core in me, because the girls can see fake. And someone could have 10 years of education, Betty, but if they don't have the love, I've seen them completely get a girl in a place where she goes back. And you don't need a special education to do this. You just need to love. Yeah. It's so simple, but for some people, so hard, you know?
Well, it's what he puts in us.
Yes.
And love that never fails, it's his love. He's the only one that can love unconditionally. Would you say thanks to God and thanks to Annie for her?
Thank you.
So you're working in Vegas, where that you've got a place. There's the website. You see it on the screen right now. If you're inclined to help her very directly, or you want to learn how you can do something in your own area, I know she'd want to help you. And Father, I pray you multiply what she's doing.
Thank you.
And I pray you give her the resources to do what you've called her to do. You raise up the people to stand with her. And I pray that with all my heart. Here is her book. I would be happy to send it to you. We're going to ask you to help us rescue people in the sex trafficking issues. You're going to hear an incredibly touching story where, you know, it's just so tragic what's happening. And we really do have the answer. And I want you to watch this very prayerfully. But I really want you to watch it with just a real desire to be the answer to the challenge and the need, and you can be.
যে আমার বাংলাদেশ থেকে নিয়ে এসে বিক্রি করে দিয়েছে কিডন্যাপ করে তারপরে এরকম লাইন বাড়িতে রেখেছে বড় হয়েছি ফ্যামিলি বাড়িতে রেখে বড় হয়েছি তারপরে এরকম পাশে আমাদের আমরা যে বাড়িতে থাকতাম পাশের বাড়িতে ওনাকে ওরকম লাইনে লাভতে চায় না কোনো রকমে পুলিশকে টাকা দেয় করে তারপর একদিন দেখা যায় যে মেয়েটাকে আগুন দিয়ে পুড়িয়ে দিয়েছে তা পাবলিককে শু করলো কি যে আগুন লেগে গেছে মোমবাতি দিয়ে পুড়িয়ে মেরে দিল তারপরে তো খুব মারধর করতো অতিরিক্ত মারতো ল্যাংটা করে মারতো আমার ঘরের ভিতরে ওরকম লোক ভরে দিত আর আমি কাঁদতাম খাটের তলায় লুকাতাম তারপরে এখনো ওইসব করতেই আছে এখনো কমাতে আছে না এখন যে আমার বাচ্চা দুটো আছে তাদেরকে আমি মানুষ করতে চাই এটা বলে না কিন্তু আমি মারা গেলে তো এটা করবেই আমি যতদিন হয়তো বেঁচে আছি আমার বুকে আগলেই থাকবো
আমার জীবনে অনেক দুঃখ দিনে অনেক কষ্ট আমার জীবনে
You should be able to see her. You should be able to see her. I'm so sorry.
She was taken as a little girl from her village, and she's sitting here now today, so many years later, saying, I still want my mommy. I want to go back to my mom. And all of those horrible things that we just heard her say that happened to her as a child is exactly what's going to happen to her daughter. She doesn't want this for her daughters. She wants to run away right now. We need to do something about this and get these little girls out now.
Well, we can't get her to her mom, but we can get her to the father that loves her. And we can show her the love of a father and a mother through an expression of his heart on our part. Betty, I want to put God's arms around her. That was Giselle that was holding her, who was trafficked. When she was set free, she went on to become a beautiful model. But she went back to India and to Nepal, and she went back over where we built. You did it. You built it. We ask you to. We've got an incredible life center right now where we're able to take these precious children and girls and women and then train them in a skill where they can make a living and care for them. And what it takes, if you'll understand, we built the largest life center in Thailand, which is the sex trafficking and sex capital of the world. Men come in on 747s all through the day to find little children. And we're setting them free. And it's a very dangerous thing. We have to do what we do with hidden cameras. The missionaries are risking their lives. And all they're asking us to do is just let them stay and help the children and help the women and be an answer to their heart cry. And we are the ones that not only build the centers, but we keep them functional. And we keep the mission workers and relief workers working. And maybe it costs an average of $128 a year to save one of these children, one of these women. And I think it's worth it.
It really is, James. And as I was watching that, I thought, that precious woman, there she is, a young woman now. And she didn't get to grow up in the arms of her mother. And she still longs for that. But she can be in the arms of Jesus, knowing Him and a relationship with Him. But she's concerned for her two daughters now, that they'll be taken away from them. She's just one example of what's happening, how they're being degraded, how they're being put in prison, how they're being beaten and treated like animals, worse than animals. We have to reach out and do something to help them. And we have the opportunity, so I hope you will join us.
Well, you've been such a blessing when you watch and you see something, because sometimes we think we're going to show you something and you'll just turn your head. But you don't. You reach out with loving hands, and that's what we're asking you to do today. I said a moment ago, it takes $128 a year to rescue and care for those children and those women and to restore them and train them. Would you dial the number and take your bank card, or would you go to lifetoday.org? So many are going now just immediately because the gift comes right now. Or you can call and take the bank card either way and use it like a check. And if you could make a gift of $128, you'd turn it around, but you could make a gift of $32 or $64 and pray others join you. There is no level too small or too large, because what we're doing is just huge. We are putting the arms of a loving father. Did you see Giselle showing her what a mother felt like? I mean, there she was. She felt, I want that so bad. Well, we can give it to them. Would you do that? We want to send you a beautiful praise tape with Integrity Music called Freedom. It is absolutely an incredible CD. We want you to have it. And the book Indivisible that I wrote with Jay Richards to help you have understanding of what we do to heal our nation. The Thomas Kincaid Forest Chapel painting that hangs here in our studio is beautiful. We want you to have it. You help us rescue 10. $1,280, we're able to rescue 10. And we want to send you that beautiful painting. And again, I know why you give. You give to give life. Would you make that call? If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. And please do it. Please reach out and put God's arms around those who suffer like that precious woman you saw and her children. Thank you for doing it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Songs of Freedom CD, a collection of 10 uplifting worship songs that are sure to become a favorite for your quiet time, drive time, or personal worship. In addition to the CD, you'll receive Indivisible, a powerful soul-stirring book by James Robison and Jay Richards. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. And you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Human trafficking is a sin against humanity. We want to actually stop it before it starts by reaching out, going into the villages, educating the people there. But we're going to also rescue girls that have been trapped in the darkness, that are desperate to come out. But you don't just rescue, because we want to restore these girls. We want to give them job opportunity. We want to make them whole again through the love of Jesus Christ. Can't do it without you. We can't do it without your commitment. We can't do it without your prayers. But we also need you to go to the phone, go online, and be generous, because we know that you want to be part of rescuing life.
Well, from the depth of our heart, thank you for reaching out. You talk about rescuing the perishing and caring for the dying and lifting them in pity from sin in the grave. That's what we're doing, as Fanny Crosby's song said. We'll gladly send you Annie's book, Fallen, Out of the Sex Industry into the Arms of the Savior. And she wants to put his arms around so many others. You like how the book will send it to you, sending songs of freedom and Indivisible to help you understand the time so we can do something about it. I want to remind you to go to stream.org. Now, by the way, if you're calling or online to make a gift, don't let anything distract that. If you ever call and you get a busy because people are calling to accept Christ, we're praying with them, you be persistent. So I'm going to get through and make a gift, or I'm going to go online, lifetoday.org, and do it. But I want you to go to stream.org. We're going to stream rivers of life and love and wisdom and insight to show us the way out of the darkness. And we're going to do that together. You're going to love what you'll see there. Join Betty and me in saying thanks so much to Annie for her witness and her testimony. We love you.
Thank
Praise
you.
God for you. I'm going to be happy to send you the book. It's in the bookstores. But let's put on Around the Broken, all right? Thank you so much.
Be sure to visit stream.org, a rich and lively source for breaking news, analysis, and entertainment. Stream.org.
Because I don't have any room for any more drama. One drama queen per family is enough. And so...
Author and speaker Christine Kane, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.